Long ago, the Arbitrators infused a mythical blade with their dark powers, but the blade was stolen and lost to time. Now, it has returned. Choosing an unlikely host through an act of treachery and stabbing his heart. Light swelled inside Yoto, everything in the universe becoming an intense white as something else stared through Yoto's own eyes. Something else witnessed the energy that was flaying him. A low rumble from deep within Neos shook the mirrored walls of the witch's lair. But Gaia looked up and saw the reflective surfaces begin to brighten, her ravaged features glowing larger. The awakening would soon become unstoppable. When his eyes adapted to the light of what Yoto recognized as the healing ward hallway, he looked down at himself and nearly collapsed at what he saw. More even than the enormity of the body he now inhabited, the sight of a dagger's handle jutting from his chest captured Yoto's attention. The dagger was embedded so deeply that no bit of its blade remained visible. The blade was entirely inside him. The shouts and distant crashes all dwindled as he stared at the dagger's hilt. He gave the haft a single experimental touch. Heat shot through him, a lightning crack of pain that knocked him against the wall. His body burst into an explosion of agony, his very anatomy pulsating and swelling further. Powerful burst of energy crackled outward from the cylinder of light, radiating past the audience. The same waking nightmare filled everyone in the arena. Figures older than time, their ghostly husk dwarfing Neos itself, stared into their souls. Stared with rage. Stared with fury. Stared with contempt. The rage, the fury, the contempt of the eyes of 1,000 arbitrators whose time had come. The Bane of Yoto, created by Joshua Viola. Written by Joshua Viola with Nicholas Karpuk. Published by Fixed. Produced by Real Musician Pro and featuring music by Cell Dweller.